One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
You know, when you think about North Dakota, you usually think about wide open skies, small towns, and that famous Midwestern charm. But tucked away in downtown Fargo, there's a building where the lights don't always flicker because of faulty wiring, and where the creaking floors might just be carrying the footsteps of someone or something still lingering behind. Since it opened in 1926, the Fargo Theater has been a cornerstone of culture, a place where silent films, vaudeville acts, and now independent cinema have all come to life. But alongside the movies and music, there have been persistent whispers, unexplained cold spots, shadowy figures seen in the balcony after the doors are locked. Some say it's just the quirks of an aging theater. Others aren't so sure. And from ghostly conversations caught in the darkened projection booth to guests encountering figures straight out of a different era, the Fargo Theater's story is more than just a cinematic one. It's a paranormal riddle wrapped in red velvet seats and flickering screens. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Deco Doors in 1926, a gleaming symbol of modern entertainment rising proudly in the heart of downtown Fargo. Designed by Minneapolis architect B.W. Liebenberg, the theater boasted an illuminated marquee so dazzling it could be seen for blocks. Inside, the Wurlitzer organ, the centerpiece of the stage, brought silent films and vaudeville acts to life with a symphony of sound. Over time, the theater became more than just a place to catch a show. It was woven into the very fabric of Fargo's community spirit. As the decades rolled on, the Fargo Theater weathered storms that crushed other businesses. The Great Depression barely dimmed its lights, and even as entertainment shifted from silent films to talkies and eventually to modern cinema, the old theater adapted. When many downtown theaters shuttered their doors in the late 20th century, Fargo held on to its crown jewel. Preservation efforts ramped up in the 1980s, culminating in the building's listing on the National Register of Historic Places in 1982, a fitting honor for a structure that had come to symbolize both the city's past and its hopes for the future. With such a long history etched into its bricks, it's perhaps no surprise that whispers of something otherworldly began to creep into conversations among staff and patrons alike. At first, these stories were passed off with a chuckle, the old building making noise, the drafts that slipped through imperfectly sealed windows. But over time, a pattern emerged, strange reports that couldn't be so easily dismissed. One of the earliest consistent claims involved the lights. Employees working late into the night cleaning up after events spoke of lights flickering even after the breakers had been secured for the evening. The famous neon marquee, too, was said to pulse, oddly at times, as if reacting to a rhythm no one else could hear. Some reported feeling sudden blasts of cold air, even during Fargo's notoriously brutal winters, when the building was sealed tight against the elements. Then came the sightings, shadowy figures glimpsed out of the corner of one's eye, always up in the balcony. Staff would glance up mid-shift, only to find no one there. A few brave souls ventured to check the upper levels after hours, expecting to find a lost patron or mischievous teenager. They found empty rows of seats and an eerie, suffocating stillness. The story seemed to gain momentum when viewed through the lens of certain individuals who became unwitting characters in the theater's ghost lore. One name surfaced more than once in these hushed conversations, that of a former projectionist who, according to legend, had adored his job so much that even death couldn't separate him from his beloved theater. Though public records do not confirm his name, or even his death occurring inside the building, those who claim to have encountered the spirit describe a calm, almost benign presence. Someone or something just watching over the place they loved. Adding to the lore were volunteers and festival organizers who worked late hours during the Fargo Film Festival. A few of them, practical people with no prior belief in the paranormal, reported unnerving incidents. Tools and papers would be moved from where they had been left. Footsteps echoed on the hardwood floors above them. Once, an entire row of theater seats allegedly slammed shut in quick succession, even though the balcony was completely empty. Naturally, not everyone was ready to jump to supernatural conclusions. Many suggested that the building itself, with its nearly century-old bones, was simply prone to playing tricks on the senses. Those old walls retained heat during the day and released it at night, causing creaks and sudden temperature shifts. Faulty wiring could easily cause the famed marquee to behave erratically. And with the power of suggestion so strong, especially during a ghost story or a horror film marathon, couldn't it be that the mind simply filled in the gaps? Acoustics in a building like the Fargo Theater were another culprit to consider. Designed to amplify and carry sound, even a whisper from the stage could reach the farthest corner of the balcony. Strange echoes or the shifting of wood could easily be mistaken for voices or footsteps. Plus, downtown Fargo's weather patterns, with extreme temperature swings and powerful winds, meant that drafty old structures like the theater sometimes groaned like living things. Still, the coincidences piled up. The sightings and experiences came from people who hadn't heard the rumors before. Staff turnover was frequent enough that new hires who had no idea of the theater's ghostly reputation would occasionally come forward with stories of their own. That consistency across different generations of workers and visitors was hard to explain away completely. By the late 1990s and early 2000s, the Fargo Theater had embraced its ghost stories as a quirky part of its character. Paranormal discussions found their way into local media, and the city's reputation as a friendly, practical Midwestern hub suddenly had a tiny, charming wrinkle. The possibility that the most famous building in town might have a few extra guests lingering in the wings. But the story doesn't end there. Because what started as whispered tales and quick glances would over time evolve into full-blown encounters, ones that would leave even the most skeptical visitors second-guessing whether they were truly alone inside those ornate, flickering walls. The first thing most investigators noticed when they entered the Fargo Theater wasn't the lavish decor or the grand Wurlitzer organ. It was the overwhelming sense of being watched. Many who ventured into the balcony area late at night, especially after a performance or during a deep clean, described feeling unseen eyes following their every move. More than once, volunteers working the Fargo Film Festival reported hearing a faint rhythmic tapping overhead, as if someone were walking deliberately across the wooden floors above them. The balcony wasn't the only place stirring up paranormal rumors. The backstage area, with its maze of hallways, tiny dressing rooms, and heavy curtains, seemed alive in its own right. Stagehands recounted tools and props vanishing, only to reappear hours later exactly where they'd been left. Several even described the sensation of a hand brushing across their back or arm when no one else was nearby. One volunteer, working alone late at night, claimed to hear the faint strains of organ music drifting up from the stage, even though the Wurlitzer hadn't been powered on that evening. curiosity naturally drew the attention of local paranormal groups, though no formal, heavily publicized investigation has ever been conducted at the Fargo Theater. Smaller, informal groups have visited with recording equipment in tow. Some reported capturing EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, especially in the upper balcony and behind the curtains. Whispers saying indecipherable words, low moans, and what sounded like a faint hello played back through speakers, sending chills down the spines of even the most skeptical investigators. So there were also notable electromagnetic field EMF readings. In areas where no electrical equipment should have been running, devices registered sudden spikes. Paranormal theorists pointed to these anomalies as evidence of an unseen energy, something interacting with the living environment in ways that couldn't be immediately explained away. Among the most chilling experiences were those of individuals who claimed to see the spirit for themselves. One longtime staff member, locking up after a late screening, glanced toward the grand staircase and saw a man standing there, wearing a three-piece suit straight out of the 1930s. The man, according to the witness, tipped his hat politely before vanishing into the wall without a sound. Another encounter involved a guest attending a late-night cult film marathon. As she made her way to the restroom tucked near the back of the building, she reported feeling the unmistakable sensation of someone falling into step behind her. Expecting to find another moviegoer, she turned around, but the hallway was empty. The air, she said, had grown noticeably colder, and her footsteps echoed far louder than seemed normal. During one particularly memorable cleanup after the Fargo Film Festival, volunteers gathered their equipment after a long night. As they switched off the stage lights, they heard a loud series of thunk, thunk, thunk noises, like seats flipping closed in the balcony. When they shone their flashlights upward, they saw rows of seats standing upright. But seconds later, several were folded down as if someone invisible had just sat down for the next show. Theories about who or what haunts the Fargo Theater are as varied as the reports themselves. Some believe the spirit of the beloved projectionist lingers still, reluctant to leave the place he loved. Others suggest the energy of decades of performers and audiences, emotions both joyful and sorrowful, have imprinted themselves into the very wood and fabric of the theater. It's a classic case of residual haunting theory. The idea that powerful emotional experiences leave a kind of psychic recording behind, replaying endlessly to those sensitive enough to perceive it. Skeptics, of course, offer alternative explanations. The acoustic design that once made the theater a marvel for silent film audiences now creates echoes and distortions that fool the mind. Drafts from the ancient heating system sneak through hidden vents, stirring curtains and chilling the skin. The aging electrical wiring, even after renovations, isn't immune to causing brief light fluctuations or power surges. And when the mind is primed to expect something ghostly, say, during a late-night horror festival, it doesn't take much for ordinary creaks and groans to transform into paranormal activity. Yet it's difficult to completely dismiss the sheer volume and consistency of reports from people who had no prior knowledge of the Fargo Theater's ghost stories. People from different backgrounds, at different times, unaware of each other's experiences, describing eerily similar encounters. In the end, the Fargo Theater remains both a historical gem and a subtle enigma. It continues to host packed houses, film premieres, musical performances, and community events. But for those who know where to look and who dare to linger after the lights have gone dark, there's the enduring question: are you truly alone as you make your way to your seat? Or are unseen eyes watching from the shadows, waiting for the next performance to begin? Long after the final credits roll, after the last echoes of applause have faded, the Fargo Theater keeps its secrets close. The flicker of a light, the creak of a seat, the whisper of a voice in the dark. Maybe it's just an old building settling into the night. Or maybe, just maybe, someone never left. The Fargo Theater isn't just bricks and mortar. It's a living memory of nearly a century of laughter, heartbreak, excitement, and maybe a little something else. It's easy to dismiss strange sounds and shadows when you've got a rational explanation. in your back pocket, old wiring, echoing acoustics, creaky floorboards. And sure, confirmation bias is a powerful thing. Once someone whispers the word ghost, every draft starts to feel a little colder, every shadow a little darker. But when you start stacking story after story, volunteers, employees, festival guests, people who had no idea of the building's reputation, you start to wonder. How many creaky pipes does it take before you stop blaming the plumbing and start thinking, maybe it's the company you're keeping? There's also the emotional weight to consider. Think about it. A place where dreams played out on stage and screen, where generations fell in love with movies, performances, even each other. If human emotion could leave fingerprints, you better believe the Fargo Theater would be covered in them. Residual energy, poltergeist activity, a friendly spirit who just refuses to clock out. Whatever you believe, the Fargo Theater gives just enough hints to keep the question alive. So the next time you find yourself under that grand old marquee or tucked into a seat up in the darkened balcony, take a moment to listen. Maybe you'll hear nothing but the hum of history. Or maybe you'll catch a whisper, a flicker, a soft footstep where no one should be. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.